It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. All right, Dr. Bill Blackley, take it away.
Okay. Got a few things coming up. The Duck and Turtle Regatta, September the 23rd. So we're at the Farmer's Market every Saturday trying to sell a few ducks and turtles for people to register for one of the 40 great prizes, including zoo tickets, Tweetsie tickets, a great kayak by Yadkin River Adventures if you want to paddle. So talk to those guys. We've got five different outfitters around this area now. And we also, on the Big Elk and Brew Fest on the 23rd, in the morning, we're having the Elkin Valley Trails Insane Terrain. It'll be run out in the park area, so sign up for that if you want to help support the trails or get a duck and turtle. So we've got projects coming. One is the Carter Falls. In the next 2 weeks, we should have the that pretty well squared away with the state, with the financing from the Connect to North Carolina bond that is going to support Carter Falls cooperation and partnership with Wilkes County Elkin Valley Trails. We'll be talking more about that later, but that's coming along. Also, we're working with the Blue Ridge Environmental Consultants on the next section of trail leaving Elkin. They are over Cricket Creek, where many walkers have walked a big giant hole where it used to be a rail bridge. And so we're going to be fixing that this fall. We've got about 60 days to go before we can actually do the work because of permitting, but that will be coming along, and then that will take us about three quarters of a mile to really over a mile altogether up the Elkin Creek to the old rock dam, which people have probably heard about forever. We're also working on the last section of the mountain bike course, which should give you a second loop on the mountain bike course of about 2 miles. That's a piece of work we're doing sometime in the next couple of weeks. One of the things people ask me is, who's doing all this kind of work? So I thought I'd just run through a few names so people get an idea who's doing what. Our vice chair is Joe Hicks. He was a retired robotics person and specialized in genealogy, but he does a lot of the workforce sim on the trails a lot. Dee Neal is our events coordinator. She's new to Elkin. She lived up in High Meadow, but she was having such a good time with this crew in Elkin, and is down here so much working with the trails and all that she actually moved to Elkin last week. So we're delighted to have her on the board for the last year and then moving to Elkin. Then there's Joe Mickey, who's the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Fisheries Biologist and Stream Restoration Specialist. He did that for like 35 years, and now he's our treasurer, photographer, and a person who can do about anything. Our trail development specialist is Bob Hilliard. So he's been doing our planning for the trails, and he's been a plant manager and insurance person in the past, but right now he's on the El Camino in Spain for a bit. And then when Jason Taylor joined us last year, he's in charge of our trail construction and maintenance. He works at ACM Agency and manufacturer representative. And then we've got Rob Libert, who's doing really an IT consultant, but he's a volunteer doing most of our mountain bike work, and he's the one really responsible for building the mountain bike trail. Hope you'd all go out and try that. Richard Moore, he's he's an equipment operator at PVH, and he runs the Tour de Vino and all our road bike races. He's got five different courses he set up that we can find out from him. So thank these people when you see them. Robert Ball, he owns and operates Underdown Ball UB Realty with Erica, Aris, I should say, Aris, and he helps us with the running, insane terrain, hiking, fundraising, that kind of thing. Bob Larson's a retired businessman, and he helps with Blue Way events. Rusty Tyser has just joined our board. He's the owner and operator of Crestwood Cemetery, and he's going to be working with liaisons with businesses who want to be in partnership with us, like PRISM is doing, similar to that. Allison Ackerman just joined our board. She's a homemaker at present, and she's going to be working on volunteer coordinators, volunteer coordination. And then Denise Lyon, who has been doing the newsletter, and she's going to be running the Trails Boogie that is coming in October. So that's our governing board. But in addition to that, we've got Mark Falks, who's a wildlife biologist as well, that does a lot helping with fishing and mapping. We have a trail angel leader, Cynthia Bean. If you know any of these people, thank them. Our web designer, Christopher Ford, works at PVH, and doing a great job, just revamped our website. And then our webmaster is Randy Tolbert. He's at Lowe's. Denise Lyon also works with Parks and Rec and the advisory board. And, of course, we got Adam McComb at the town. Has been huge help. I'm trying to get all these names in. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, 30 seconds.
Okay. Then Nick and Stephanie Graff are working. They're going to be working on the Elk and Dog Park, and we've got some great help coming, we think, from another big organization. It's going to be a delight to everybody. Can't announce that yet. We also work with the Friends of Elk and Creek, Stuart Taylor, Joe Mickey, but really Woody Falk, a huge amount of work he's been doing there to make sure the Elk and Creek keeps getting cleaner and cleaner with the help of all the farmers and business people. Martha Smith is helping with grants. She's been our main grant writer. Kevin Cheek and Mike Powell with Boy Scouts and Scooter Parker have helped us tremendous with the Duck and Turtle Regatta and work days and that sort of thing. Herb McDonald's probably our best trail group leader as far as work construction. Big construction, we've worked mostly a whole lot with Will Gwynn, Green Hills Environmental, and then also with Lock Row, Smith Row Bridge Company. Jimmy Chappell is working on a spur trail. Jason Couch has been helping with the history all the way along. He's been a huge help. Tommy Holcomb, a retired school teacher, Yakima Valley Riders Club, and there are a whole group of those people, Charles and Becky Triplett, Rita Wagner, Ron Story has been doing our birding, and really big thanks to James Freeman. He's been doing our accountant, our attorney work for us, and Chris Kemp, who's been helping us with accounting, Robin Smith with surveying, Derek Goddard at Blue Ridge Environmental Consultants.
All right.
And I think that's about it.
All right. Sounds great, folks. This has been this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll talk next week. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.